There are so many benefits to walking to school. That 10, 15 minute walk in the morning, it's brilliant for children's mental health. It does get traffic on off the roads, the congestion around school gates, not to mention the dangers of that congestion around school gates. But it also, we have teachers telling us all the time that the children on walk to school days, because we run it throughout the year, on walk to school days are more invigorated, ready to learn, and because they've had that 5 minutes of exercise. So yeah, if this is a way where people or parents or carers or guardians or what have you can embrace it for this month, obviously what we want to see is habitual change. We don't want it to be just a month. Particularly with primary schools. Now, I am not vilifying parents for not walking their children to school at all, because I do completely understand there are times when it's just not possible. But the vast majority of children at primary school do live within walking distance. A little bit more difficult with secondaries, but KM charity team that supports Walk to School Month, we have a program with Medway Council, which is hedgehog hikers and social network that we actually run during this month as well in conjunction with Medway Council. But like I say, our walk to school program kind of tries to ease parents into it, but it runs all year. So they pick one day a week where they walk to school, and they don't just need to walk. They even if they drive, we get them to park a little bit further away and maybe walk 10 minutes, or they can scoot, or they can park and ride, or get the bus and get off one or two stops earlier. So for us, it is about congestion, it is about the emissions, etc. But it's also about the other benefits. And childhood obesity is one that I didn't mention. That's another. It's such an easy way. And our program rewards children that they collect stickers, and they have inter-school prizes and inter-class prizes, and they can win it all. So it makes it exciting, but it also introduces them to environmental issues as well.
Sounds fantastic. And as you say there about children being alert when they get into school, I think we all know
Absolutely.
what it's like, don't we? If we've sat in a hot car and then get out of the hot car and try and do some work, if you've been in the fresh air, you do feel a lot more alert, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And if they're all walking as well, it's not only that, it actually is a great benefit for the parents as well, because they're not stuck in their car, they're meeting their neighbours, they're having a chat, the kids are interacting. There's just huge amounts of benefits to this. And it's such a simple thing to do as well. Although, again, I'm going to go back and say, I do realize that sometimes you get up in the morning, you've got work to go to, and it's a chore. So we're not saying you have to do this every day and you're a bad parent if you don't, because that's not what it's about. But I think if they can, I don't know, leave 10, 15 minutes earlier or something, the parents will also get benefits out of doing this as well.
You mentioned there very, very briefly as well. I know we're saying it's not just about congestion and air pollution, but air pollution has become a real thing, hasn't it? And I know a lot of schools do their own little initiatives to actually monitor air pollution around the school to see if they can cut it down. And this is a very easy way of doing that, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, air pollution. I mean, how many studies do we need to have to say that, well, basically children have died because of air pollution on our roads? There's no other way of putting it. And yes, every car that is parked outside the school gates with their engine running is actually contributing to that. And I mean, I know that sounds a little bit dramatic, but I don't really know how else to say it, to be quite honest.
I think during lockdown, we all enjoyed our walks and walking more. It's very very odd how you quickly forget that we enjoyed not jumping in a car and having to drive. I guess it's getting back into that mindset, isn't it? For those that can, to maybe join a walking bus or something like that in the morning.
We also went a step backwards after the pandemic, where people were terrified to mix with each other still. And so we did see a fall. It's changing, it's getting better. But there was that fear. And again, I completely get that. They didn't want their children walking with other children. They didn't want to be meeting other parents, and they certainly didn't want to get on a bus. Yeah, we did enjoy that walking. But then after the pandemic, we kind of went backwards a little bit. But now it's getting better.
If anyone wants some more advice about walk to school initiatives or perhaps how they can get involved in maybe helping with a walking bus, for example, what's the best thing for them to do? Where do they need to go?
The best thing to do is to go to our website, which is kmcharityteam.co.uk. All of our details are on there. Give us a call. Some people will be more than happy to have a chat with you and set your school up. Businesses can also get involved. We are encouraging businesses to sponsor a school.